Target distance 3 miles.
Roger, 3 miles.
Target in sight. Where in hell is Major Kong?
What about Major Kong?
From the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation, covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
All right, that's the way to come in for the finale of Aggie Nation. Robert Cessna alongside me. Is Robert Primo for the last spaceship that we're going to produce over here into whatever that stratosphere, what have you. Going to have some fun with it, hopefully, some interaction, and just a normal show. We'll try to do that all at once. I'd say the early shows as well as the last show, sponsored by MSC Opus, presenting many great shows. You want to go check them out, mscopus.org. As mentioned before, here in the Flagship Central will be myself, Robert Primo. You want to join in, as always, you can text us at 229-1939, or you can call us. You can call our spaceship, 693-1150. Start out with some acknowledgments over the years. We almost made 3 years. Primo was there when we started out on that first. I don't know if you went from Fridays right off the bat a couple of days. I don't remember, but he was there when we started this journey, and I want to give some kudos to some of the regulars we've had on in our time here. I think of Shereen Williams, Christy Scales with the Cowboys. Stephen McGee came on this year with Aubrey when Aubrey was hosting, did a great job on Aggie football and just college football in general, helping us out. You think about the coaches. John Lopez was on early as well, I think the first year or the second year. You think of the coaches. Now, it wasn't always time-wise for a lot of the coaches are practicing right now, but I can think of Gary Blair, Lori Corbelli, G. Guerrieri. Were pretty faithful of being on whenever we ask them to be on to talk about their sports, along with JT Higgins comes to mind, Steve Denton. And of course, I like to leave people out. I'll leave
somebody. Joe Evans.
Joe Evans, thank you. Good to see you.
Multiple times.
I wrote people down. But, you know, as far as the help, like I say the help, the friends of the show, as Aubrey used to call them, and I like to call them too, Christy Scales, Shereen Williams, Sam Kahn. And Sam will be on. He on the final show, he will be on the second hour, along with the first hour. We're going to have Aubrey Bloom is going to make an appearance. We're going to call him. We're going to do a little space news. But the host, the guests that were on, the McGees, the Scales, the Williams, the Sam Kahn, they did it as a friend of the show. They weren't paid. We were hoped that one time we'd get to the point where we could pay those folks, but they came on they knew it was a good product. They want to plug what they were doing. They were good friends of the show. And I could always remember the first time I called John Lopez. I said, "Hey, John, Paper's going to do this show. We're doing this show. We'd like you to come on and talk about the Texans, et cetera, what have you." And John goes, "Okay, Cease, am I getting paid for this or am I doing this because I'm a nice guy?" I said, "You're a nice guy, John." He goes, "Got it. I understand." So we do appreciate all those folks adding their expertise for us. They help make the show. And this is my I'd be remiss if I didn't say how much fun I got out of reading the texts. It always gets back to the listener. It gets back to the reader. when I'm writing stories or Primo's editing copy, it always gets back to who do you do this for. And Chip Howard, luckily I've been in this, I've dabbled in radio the whole time I've been at the Eagle, thankfully for people like Scott DeLucia and particularly Chip Howard. So blame Chip Howard. And Chip will say, Cease, you'll feel like times you're talking to the wall. You are talking to no one. And he is absolutely correct. That's why I always, for my show, and I did a Saturday show, I talked about the four loyal listeners. Until you go to the grocery store, until you go eat, and they go, hey, I heard you today. I heard you today, Cessna. I heard you on Aggie Nation. I heard Primo. I heard Stephen McGee. Then you realize how the listeners are out there. It's all about the listeners. It was always about you. Thank you for listening, everyone. I thought we did a good job. I thought all the people did a great job. And, you know, once again, do we struggle at times? Sure, because I wasn't weaned on radio. I don't know what I was weaned on. I mean, that wasn't Primo when he edited my story last night. It wasn't print media either. He doesn't know what it was or deadlines. I don't know what deadlines are. I go, Primo, I'll get it in by 11. And Primo probably says, oh, 11:25. Cecil said that it was 11:24. I was early, but... Your thoughts on the radio? I knew it was a new endeavor for you, and you got into space news, you got into Cowboys. Anything comes to mind about your time on the radio, Mr. Primo?
Nothing in particular for me personally, but seeing the way the show evolved, especially once we got Aubrey, mm-hmm. was kind of cool. Because
Aubrey was cool.
We definitely started with an idea before we had... before we had the meat to fill out that idea, I think, would be a way of part of
the... He was the perfect free agent. If you're going to talk about sports, boy, did we land a good free agent when we got Aubrey.
Yeah, and I think people think, you know, well, you work in sports, so you must know everything. And
about everything.
About that is never the truth, and it's about as far from it, actually. And having Aubrey here, though, was a definite... easy way to start kind of ramping up the show and building it into what, you know, what he made it. Because ultimately, if you don't have a showrunner on the mic doing it each and every day, it's going to be a little disjointed no matter how hard you work at it. And he made it his, and I thought that was kind of cool. I thought it was...
Show had a purpose once he came.
Yeah.
Not that it didn't before, but I'm off the wall. Everyone knows that. I'm kind of little here, little there.
Everybody was trying, but it definitely helped to have him here, and it was... it's a shame it's not going to last. It's a shame it's not going to last with Aubrey.
Yeah.
Because I liked...
Sure.
It's weird what his... I like his voice, and that sounds
it's
maybe
got a radio
weird,
voice.
But he actually has... It's not a deep, you know... kind of big Captain Big Voice type voice that we hear lots of, you know, radio guys have these great big deep voices. He doesn't have that, but I liked it. I liked listening to him, and it was cool to see how much he was able to do with it.
Let's not forget about the music. We had the good intro, and a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, I really like that music. Rob Clark put a lot into the music. It was a sports show, but we also had our own, what's that called? Not a video library, but our sound, whatever you call it, sound library. You always wanted to tune in to see what kind of music we were going to have that day, because who knows? It was music maybe I would like, or maybe music you would like.
There were points where the music would have been better than the stuff
this
that
show.
Wasn't music.
So far, that's been the first 15 minutes. That intro, we've gone downhill since, but just wanted to start it out by that. It is our last show, so we want to do a few things different. We're going to get to the meat of the sports, what we think is going on, but just want to say thank you for all our listeners out there, and thank you for so many people put a lot of effort in this, and it started with the radio station. And the bottom line is, I'm just looking at it was a good 3 years. It was we all learned a lot of things, a lot of positives, and we go from there. And now we're going to talk about what's hot next up. Want to talk a little bit about the women's basketball team. Big game last night, small crowd. We'll be right back.
On Sports Talk, Krista admits that when it comes to musical talent, she falls a little short.
Singing is not one of my strong suits.
Really?
No.
Hmm.
I was in the choir, but I swore if I ever got a solo, I'd quit.
Everyone in Mineola got to be in the choir if they wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was.
I'm always like they,
no.
they said, no, you're not
audition.
Good enough.
No. We...
You're good. You're in.
Sports Talk. Humming along since 1994. Weekdays from 4 to 6 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
The BVSO's very own concertmaster Javier Chaparro and his band Salud take to the stage with the symphony for this very special concert. Join us for an exciting evening of romance, jazz, and fun, beginning with Bowling Suite for Violin and Jazz Piano Trio. The symphony will also premiere new works composed by Javier himself, featuring the romantic sounds of South American music and irresistible Latin jazz, on Sunday, January 31st at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Krantz Market's one-year anniversary is fast approaching. To celebrate, each week we'll be serving up specials of our mouth-watering barbecue. From our new items on the menu to your favorites, brisket, sausage, ribs, and more. Join us Sunday, February 7th to help celebrate our anniversary and to watch the football game at our super party with great food, drinks, fun, and door prizes. On Highway 6 next to IHOP, on Facebook at Krantz Market Brian, or at 704-6147. For any big game, any gathering of friends, and any time you celebrate, Krantz Market, the official barbecue of the Louis Bellina Show.
Baby, we've been together a long time, and that sports talk love still burns deeply. But what do you say we shake things up by taking our thing to the interwebs? I'm talking RadioAggieland.com, baby, where you can listen to The Zone from anywhere, anytime. Or maybe you're feeling something a little different tonight, like some Top 40 with Candy 95, or getting your country on with Maverick 100.9. Well, they've got that too. Listen to any of the Brian Broadcasting family stations on RadioAggieland.com.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on. Your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.
For another hour and 45 minutes. So glad you could be with us on Aggie Nation, powered by Eagle. You've got Cease. Alongside me is Primo. It's the nickname show, Cease and Primo. What a way to go out. Got a couple texts, and I appreciate them. Text one, thanks for the ride along, Kevin from Houston, class of 91. Thanks, Kevin. And then a cute one, please tell me this is a negotiating tactic. Aggie Nation has been a big part of my life from the beginning. I always enjoyed listening. You will be missed. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Speaking of, it's closing time, what have you. I wrote about it, and unfortunately, Primo had to edit it as well. It was a fun night. Women's basketball game against LSU. Turn around and just see all the people blocking exits. I'll be quite honest. When I talked to my daughter today. I went to lunch with her, and she said there was people standing everywhere, and she was up on the second level. And you always wonder, can A&M men's basketball get there again? And it was there under Billy Gillespie, and I could, like I said, I remember before when they filled up G. Raleigh, but you always wonder. It's never promised because they've had some really crappy basketball teams here and some different deals. But the euphoria of being a Rider, being a fan, covering a game that mattered, being in a game that mattered, being part of the story. It's a little bit like closing time. You don't want to leave. That was the game. And then last night for the women's basketball game, a top 25 matchup, a game that Gary had to win, and the crowd sucked. I walked in, and I expected 5,000. I expected 5,000 to 6,000. I expected 4,500 people in the seats. It was like 3,800, which means there was 3,000 there. And, you know, and I'm not bashing the crowd at all because it is what
well,
it is. You can't make people like something if they're not going to go. It's up to the people. It's up, you know, it's just the way it is.
Well, and you're never bashing the people who actually show up. They're the
there's 3,000 local community people there. That's a good turnout.
Yeah,
that's a good turnout.
It's not a bad nucleus to start with, but you wrote about it, I think from the it might have been from the game. I think it was from the game that for whatever reason, there's never seemed to be a correlation between the two crowds. That the men will go up and down based on what the
Correct.
Men do. The women will go up and down based on their program. And that there never seems to be any crossover effect between them, which is too bad when one is really up and it's not kind of pulling the other one. And it's feels maybe bad right now in the aftermath of seeing what you saw last night in terms of you got to see a record crowd on Tuesday, and then you come Thursday, and you end up being a little let down. What's always been weird, what I think is always weird to figure out with a crowd like the A&M women's crowd, which will jump up to what, as high as 7 or 8 if they really get crazy? And
they had 12,000 for Baylor just a few years
right.
ago, but it was Baylor. But, you know, you think a ranked team, Missouri, like I said, I thought 5,000, 6,000
right.
would be a average crowd,
and
but
you,
it was below average.
And you wonder what are all the factors that went into that? Because
I'm with you. I wonder the same thing.
If you catch every single student who really wants to go in a situation where that's the one day over the next 2 weeks where they're actually going to study, they have no choice. That well, then you lose that student. And you know, what about the families who may be picking a game or two at some point, and they just don't pick this one, they wait for the next one. I mean, there's no accounting for that. I wonder if last night, if it was as disappointing as it sounds like, I wonder if Gary Blair isn't wondering, okay, do I have a couple hours somewhere in my day today or tomorrow where I can do something so that I'll go out and do something to get more for the next game?
Well,
I mean, he's reaching the age where he's probably feeling like he's already did.
He's
you know,
already done
he's,
that
he's
for 13
put, he's,
years.
He's put so much of that time in. Does he have the energy and the time right now to do something like that? Because if Gary goes out and shakes a few hands, there'll be a few more people in the stands. Now, will it be enough to make him happy or satisfy anybody else? I don't know. But it's a weird. I was looking up. You know, they had a crowd of 5,000 at least on the number their last home Sunday game. I was wondering what the Sunday games are. They actually haven't played one. I think haven't played a Sunday game at home since January 3rd, and they beat Georgia by 11. And they had the listed number was over 5.
It was more than last night, definitely.
Yeah, and so I wonder when their next Sunday game happens if they're not going to get a big.
But at 5 o'clock is a tough time.
That's a little later on Sunday.
Here's what I'm thinking about is I blogged last night. And I even thought more after I blogged. Here's the deal: 150 students. Students just don't get into men's basketball, women's basketball. Men, they turned them away the other night. And by the way. Oh, by the way, A&M win is now sold out for Missouri, Iowa State, and Kentucky. I think the men have 6 games left. 3 of them are already sold out. You can't go enough. My daughter, she's a senior at A&M, had lunch with her today. She said, everybody wants to go to the men's game. I mean, they're going to go wait
in
line.
Well, this is unprecedented.
And it's what it is, like she said.
On the men's side. Because we've had good crowds. Yeah. We've never had anything like what you just said.
But now they want to be part of an event. Men's basketball is an event. Now, and I look at the women's basketball, and I'm thinking, here's – why aren't more – there's a lot of girls play basketball.
A ton.
And so when you go into school, why don't they support the – a former girls player there's 55,000 students at A&M, 25,000 are women. You would think they'd want to go watch the women's game. And then I go to softball games, for example. You see a lot of young girls out in the stands. Now, what hurts Gary, women's basketball is girls basketball players are playing basketball right now. They're studying or whatever, so they can't go on weeknights. So they're out. Families are out. So, you know, that's the one sport where – but then I'm sure volleyball is the same way. And volleyball was getting, I understand, decent crowds, but Cease wasn't there. The bottom line is, and I don't want to dwell too long, it is what it is. I mean, right now – he's got to be happy with the 5,000-6,000. See who he can get. He's got the locals. And I did a deal last night. They were still the second best crowd in the SEC last night, only topped by Tennessee. So while 3,800 was kind of bad, the 3,500 locals was there. That's a good representation of Bryan College Station. So you don't want to throw, you know, them underneath the bus because they're going out doing their part. But when you see Jordan Jones turn around and motion for the crowd to get up, and it's like, you know, it's like if you're a player, you know, and Mark Edwards last night is the public address announcer.
Right.
And, of course, every once – he always his trademark is Aggies Ball. Well, if he doesn't get a good response, and he'll go, I said Aggies Ball. And, of course, everybody will raise their voice. He didn't do that last night because the second one, I'm afraid – I'm sure he's thinking like I was. If you do that, Mark, the second one's going to be lower than the first one so that the crowd wasn't into it. Unlike Chase Murphy, it was disco night on Tuesday night. You know, whatever he said, it was like – the rafters were coming down. You know, he could say an execution in Huntsville. Yay, execution in Huntsville. I mean, it didn't matter. The crowd was electric. And what you got to do is you got to be happy for the men's program. Take it as it is. Women's program, got to keep winning games. Now, I watched that game. I said if the women would have lost last night, that would have been like gone to the dentist and get a wisdom tooth pulled in. Oh, by the way, I pulled the wrong one. Come back tomorrow. It's free. I mean, it's you couldn't have lost it. You couldn't lose that game, and they didn't. So they got some big games left, so we'll see what happens.
And they're in a stretch of six or
great
seven.
Game. Great games. Rank. Kentucky will be here. Tennessee will be here. South Carolina will be here. And, okay, I'll put my marketing hat on. Why were they getting decent crowds during Christmas holidays? It was half-price hoops. You might have
and everybody's off too.
A good point, but you still.
But yeah, the half price.
You
thing
still might have to just. And I understand you can't give it away because when you give things away, people don't show up because it's free. I mean, I hate to say it. It's like, well, it's free. I ain't going. But maybe you might. They might need to just do half price tickets, get people out because no one wins when there's empty seats. My daughter brought up a good thing. She said the people she was sitting around at the men's game were upset that they looked out and there were certain empty seats that you could tell people had bought them. She goes, maybe only 100. People right. have bought tickets and not showing up. And she goes, why don't they let students sit there, Daddy? I go, well, the problem is if they do, they, even at halftime, and I paid for a $25 ticket and paid $3,000, if I come in the second half, I want that seat.
Yeah, that's
– but you can live with 100 no-shows out of 14,000, trust me.
Well, and you talk about a big win. You
know,
Number 9 Kentucky, number 10 Mississippi State lost last night to unranked teams. And if A&M has any chance of catching South Carolina, which realistically they probably don't, but they want to believe they do, and that winning last night helps them believe
and
that.
And here the deal is, they don't actually have to catch South Carolina. It would be nice, but if they finish second in the SEC, they will host – first and second round NCAA games. They could go a long way, but they got to win at home. And you win at home by having a crowd out there because the A&M men are not going to, you know, I can't wait for the Iowa State and Kentucky game. I'll jinx them. But that crowd's going to be worth 10 points. And I'm not going to say Iowa State's not going to come in and win, but this is going to be a tough place to win for the opposing team.
Of all the sports that A&M plays,
I agree. It
means more in basketball than anything
else. I'm with you.
It means more than at Kyle Field, more than at Olsen.
I'm with you.
I don't know. I guess it's the concentration of the noise. The feeling in those gyms just can be so much more oppressive than any of the other sports.
And, you know, what's funny is, Primo, I feel like I've covered enough games. I feel like new Kyle Field almost works against A&M because the other team comes in and plays so well.
We've seen and that the I've football stadium doesn't matter.
And I also feel Olsen Field, like you come in, oh, man, this is the best facility in the conference. I'm going to play well. If you're opposing if you're Kentucky and you're in LSU, you walk in to Reed Arena, it is a little bit of a dump to it. I mean, it's not like, whoa, wow, you're going to the mecca of basketball. You're going to Reed Arena. No, you're going to a big old barn that seats.
It's always been a little utilitarian.
Yeah, but now that works for A&M. It's like the fans like it.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's making noise and it's rocking. The women's basketball team, bless their hearts, they just want half that. They'll take six, seven thousand. But when you see that crowd last night, I said to myself, it's amazing what 1,000 more fans would have done. If you'd had some vocal people like me that's an idiot or somebody hollering, if you had some people that were into it, even 500 would have made such a big difference. But, you know, last night's crowd is one of those you didn't want to break wind at the wrong time because the people a deck up from you would have said, hey, where did Cessna go eat at today? You don't like those kind of games. And Brent Zornheim and I used to always laugh. We sit beside each other a lot of places. You like one of those crowds where we can say what we want to with each other because we've been to crowds where we said and people four rows behind us heard what you're saying or right. Saw you, whatever. You don't want that. But got to take the good. And Gary put a big plug in last night and said, you remember you got two programs here, but the reality of it is some people only see one program. And, you know, it is what it is. And
well, if they get on a winning streak, you know, they'll get more because, yeah. I mean, think about it. Why are everybody going to the men's game? They're, 6-0 now, I think, in conference play?
6-0, baby.
They're not coming out just because it's the men's team. They're
correct.
Coming out because they're winning. Now, I mean, there is obviously the difference in attendances between the two sports, but the A&M women get on a big run here. They're going to attract more fans, without a doubt.
They will. And it will just, but you know, here we're sitting here, Bryan College Station. I feel the community feels very fortunate. They have two top 20 teams, and they could keep climbing. I'm going to come back. I do want to talk actually a little bit about the game last night.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Tomorrow's Texas A&M men's basketball game against Missouri is sold out. Many fans were caught in a traffic jam getting to Tuesday night's game, which set an attendance record at Reed Arena. Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute says traffic signals will be adjusted as if fans were coming to a home football game, and fans can help themselves with some advanced planning.
We suggest that people allow more travel time, leave a little bit early, have your payment ready when you get to the cashier stands to park.
Lomax says there will be more people directing traffic and more cashiers at future games. The men's game versus Iowa State next Saturday is also sold out. The north side of downtown Bryan is poised for major development this year.
Up till now, it's really been about preserving, really doing some cool things from the old buildings. In 2016, we have 5 blocks on the north end that are slated for redevelopment.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says those 5 blocks are on land purchased by the city over the last 15 years.
Lot here and there, you put them together, you remove obstacles, you add infrastructure, you take down old substandard structures. That makes it appealing for a developer to come in and say, I want to buy this or I want to develop this property.
Okay. Dunn says investors are ready to move north after improvements were made in the core area of downtown Bryan.
And now that downtown's really taken off, people see that value, and we've got local investors now. We have some out of town too, but mostly local investment in redeveloping these blocks, and it's just going to add a whole new element.
The 5 projects to be developed this year includes commercial, retail, and 100 residential units. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Need some extra cash? Game Exchange pays more. Bring in your product. We want your product, and we pay more. Looking for old school games? All old school games at Game Exchange are buy two, get one free. Looking for 360, Wii, and PS3 games? Find them at Game Exchange for 20% off. What about Xbox One, Wii U, and PS4 systems? Game Exchange has them for 10% off, plus 15% off any accessory when you buy a system. Not to mention Skylanders and Infinity, buy one, get one free. Game Exchange between Harvey Washbangers and Yogurtland on Texas Avenue. And check out their location.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
New quarterback? New offensive coordinator? You need Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of the Bellucci Hour to guide you through these new changes in Aggie football. So be at the tap to watch the Bellucci Hour every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1. It's spring ball season, and who better to deliver all the news to you than Billy and Bryce of TexAgs Radio, live and in person. Plus, enjoy the tap's daily lunch specials for only $7.99. Get to the Bellucci Hour for the ultimate A&M recruiting updates every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the tap.
Your home for Texas A&M baseball is Sports Radio, 1150 and The Zone, 102.7 FM.
Sports Radio.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them that I won't be long, and they'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when.
Yep,
but
I tell you what, we're going to meet again on the avenue of information, whether it's on the radio, the internet, or through the written word. We will meet again. Aggie Nation, it's our swan song. You've got Robert Sussman. Alongside me is Robert Primo. It's the Robert and Robert Show. Not to be confused with Mike and Mike. You can give us a call at 693-1150, or you can text us at 229-1939. Now, let's get to the game last night.
Hey, well, by the way,
I could have written forever.
Well, I was going to say, way to go on not cursing, not passing along the Eagle curse to Chelsea Jennings.
I know. Is that awesome?
I'm impressed.
As a writer.
I mean, I didn't want to steal your thunder here, but
well, here's the deal.
That's the first thing I thought of was, hey, look, Jennings is so hot right now. She can even overcome the Eagle curse.
When you're a writer, you know, luckily you work with coaches, and most of them are agreeing. If they don't, hell, you just write what you want to anyway. So I've done that before. Because Gary will say, how about doing this? How about if I do this, girl? Okay, yeah, okay. We're doing the girl I want to do. You know, it's just the way life goes. So Jennings was hot, so I want to do a feature on Jennings. So when you do a feature, you always worry, like, well, they're all human. Did they get the big head? Did they go 0 for 5 and make 3 errors in a baseball game? Or do they give up, you know, 4 home runs in the first 5 innings? It happens. It just seems to happen that way. You feature a person, and they choke unbelievably. Well, I did Chelsea Jennings, and my gosh, she hit her first shot, and she hit 5 of her...
Incredible stat line.
She hit 6 of her first 8, and she missed a layup, so she should have been 7 of 8. But
right,
she is in fuego, and did a feature. Now, she struggled a little bit down the stretch, then picked it up, but yeah, did a feature on Chelsea Jennings. A great, great girl, and you have to admire her. For 3 years, she was a role player.
If she played, right?
If she played. She came in this highly touted class, and she took a huge backseat to Jordan Jones, Courtney Williams, and Courtney Williams. And then all of a sudden, Gary needs her this year because of different things. And luckily, she was ready. She had a good off season. Smart girl. She's an architectural design major, 4.0 last semester. So she gets it. And I said, sometimes the beauty of covering women's basketball is a lot of these girls realize in 10 years they're going to be teachers, lawyers, hopefully owners of businesses, married, have children, whatever. They don't see themselves in the NBA. Maybe a cup of coffee in the WNBA, but they have bigger aspirations, which is good and bad. But, man, she's played well, and without her last night, they lose. Without Jones and without Walker, they lose. But she had a great, great game.
22 points, 37 minutes.
No turnovers. Yeah, it's the first thing you look at.
I mean, as the stat line goes, if you want to cut and paste that another 10, 15 times if you could.
Every time I want to do a feature, I want to make sure they do that. Don't do 2 of 13 with 6 turnovers and go, hey, way to do that buddy.
As good as she was, though, you know, what you ended up writing about, what you were saying was you could have wrote forever. I mean, how about a player of Courtney Walker's ability playing, I guess, as bad as she was?
She was.
12 of 13 from the free throw line for the game. And hitting 3 in a row to send it to OT.
What a game. What I have to laugh is, and she's become a much better talker this year and pretty funny, and I asked her to have time to put in a story. She changed her shot halfway through the game that Amy Wright realized she wasn't coming off her hands the same way, wasn't getting the same arc. And at 5'8", she was shooting bad. I mean, she was shooting some bricks. She looked really bad. And to make an adjustment in mid-game, and she's 2 for 10, and she takes the biggest shot of the game, which she draws a foul because she probably wasn't going to make it because she was 2 of 10. And then to calmly go up, she made 3 free throws. And once again, you can't even write. It was either between the first and second free throw and the second and third. They stopped to see how much time was left. So, you know, Missouri didn't even have to take a timeout to ice her. The officials iced her.
Right.
And she goes, we're talking about what we're going to do at defense. She never thought she wasn't going to make it. She's an 82% free throw shooter for the year, for her career. She's just that good. And she just nailed all 3 of them. And this game at times was so ugly. Both teams, I want to say, had 2 at least 5-minute droughts in the game where they didn't score. And, I mean, they were ugly shots and turnovers. And then when they played well, they both played so well. You go, oh, my gosh. I thought when A&M was up by 15 in the third quarter, after one time before I thought they were going to lose, I said, they're going to blow out Missouri. It's going to be a 20-point game. Missouri doesn't have a chance to come back. Then I'm sitting there with a minute to go, and Missouri's up by 4, and I go, wow, way to call that one. I go, this is going to be a devastating loss, because I felt A&M players getting tight. Chelsea Jennings went up. She was short with a shot, and I go, the pressure's getting there. And then Missouri handed A&M the game. Jennings, one of them, I forget which one now, missed the second free throw, and A&M was trailing by 4, makes only 1. Just a bounce and rebound. 2 girls between them for Missouri had 22 rebounds apiece. The one girl goes up all by herself, and it just dribbles off her hands out of bounds. I mean, she doesn't get a rebound with no one around her. All she has to do is get it, and A&M's got to foul her. There's 2 shots, go the whole way down. But no, she lets it go out of bounds, off her hands, inbounds pass to Walker, nothing but net. It's a 1-point game. I mean, in Missouri screwed up at the foul line twice, because then a little bit later, they missed a free throw. Before that, I guess, was they missed a free throw, and they get called for a foul, scrambling for the rebound. Not even – and A&M misses it and sends A&M to the line. A&M missed like 2 or 3 free throws in the whole game, and Missouri screwed up on 2 of them, on 2 of them. And then, you know, it's one other time near the end of the game, which I wrote about, Missouri's doing such a great weave. They're trying to kill the clock. They got a 2-point lead, and A&M, all they have to do is get a stop, and they get the ball back. They take the whole 20. They take 25 seconds out of the 30-second clock. The girl drives the lane hard, puts a layup up, scores, and you think they're going to win. Then, you know, then she missed the layup, gets her own rebound, and like the coach says, if they throw it back out, A&M's got a foul. She goes right back up, misses again, and A&M gets the rebound. You know, and it's one of those games. A&M gave a game away at South Carolina. Missouri gave them that game. Now, Missouri had earned the game, I thought, when they wiped out a 15-point lead in 9 minutes. You deserve to win when you do something like that. But then A&M deserved to win because they'd lost a tough one. They won against all odds. And I got to give Gary credit. They play a tough schedule. They play tough games. They've made a program where they win those kind of games. And when you're a winning program, you win those type of games.
Well, and Courtney Walker's been around and done so much that I would imagine she's the person who is panicking least about how things are going for her. Even though she's smart enough to realize something's off. Well, I mean, in general, when you're out there playing, you don't have as much time to worry about it a lot of times.
No.
But you know, you talk about some of the players getting a little bit tight. My guess is she loosened up as things went on, and it's players like Courtney Walker. That's what Blair has recruited, him and his staff. They bring in players of her caliber, and then they get playing time as freshmen, and if they're really good, they'll play a lot as freshmen and sophomores, so that by the time they're seniors, they do something like what Walker did last night. I mean, when you make 3 free throws with under 10 seconds left, it doesn't even, to me, that is a completely different situation from any other time you're going to be at the free throw line, to the point where we almost should have 2 different numbers.
I agree with you.
What you shoot, you know, normally, and then what you shoot when you're trying not to choke a lung out, you know, like that's incredible to be able to do that. And A&M shot, I think, 84% from the free throw line.
They missed 2 or 3. It was nails.
That's where you could argue that's how they won the game.
Yeah,
by making their free throws.
Just the free throw. If Missouri gets its rebounds, do the smart thing on the miss free. And they had great size inside. They had 2 6'4" girls.
Right.
They had 2 great players, and they don't get the ball. And you know it happens sometimes. And A&M makes a play, and you know it's just what it is. Now what it is, I don't want to. You know, we might get back to women's basketball, but I tell you what, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, Aubrey Bloom and Primo are going to school the old man on space news.
New quarterback, new offensive coordinator? You need Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of the Bellucci Hour to guide you through these new changes in Aggie football. So be at the tap to watch the Bellucci Hour every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1. It's spring ball season, and who better to deliver all the news to you than Billy and Bryce of TexAgs Radio, live and in person. Plus, enjoy the tap's daily lunch specials for only $7.99. Get to the Bellucci Hour for the ultimate A&M recruiting updates every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the tap.
Huge tax refund sale at Game Exchange. Game Exchange wants your product and we pay more. Bring in your products and get credit or cash. Game Exchange is the best place to shop. Get 10 DVDs for $20. All Blu-ray and box sets, buy one, get one free. All speakers and Beats are 25% off. And all iPhones, Androids, tablets, GoPros, and wearables are 25% off. It pays to stop and shop at Game Exchange. Save money and make money at Game Exchange between Harvey Washbangers and Yogurtland on Texas. Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's Little Girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our 2 locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass. Howdy, Aggie fans. Your Fighting Texas Aggie track and field teams are back in action tomorrow, January 23rd, when they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. They'll welcome Arizona State, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech to the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium for a 12 p.m. start time. Purchase tickets today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or by visiting 12thman.com/tickets. Support your Texas A&M track and field team tomorrow at noon at the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium as they host the 2016 Texas A&M Quadrangular Meet. Thanks and gig'em. Green Teams welcomes the Wells Fargo Advisors to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Wells Fargo Advisors uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Soccer?
I couldn't beat it.
Then Chip Howard is not for you.
Sweet.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
It's Main Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store. Cher buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Primo here on Aggie Nation. It is our swan song. So glad to be with you. You care to join in, you can text us at 229-1939 or call us at 693-1150. Now, what would a final show be without a phone problems of trying to track down one of our guests? And, of course, it would be Aubrey Bloom. And I've been texting Aubrey back and forth within the last 5 minutes, so... Aubrey's on, but you know he's such in demand. Aubrey's on. And that was a voice from outer space. So now with us, Aubrey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was in the apparently serviceless basement of the Petroleum Engineering Building.
Okay, hold on, wait for it. I hear something. I hear something.
Space news.
Here's the deal. When we hired Aubrey Bloom,
this was his one demand.
We said we want to be out there in the Aggie Nation. Everywhere we wanted our information to be, and Aubrey goes, "Hey man, I want to go universal. I want to go out in space," and so he did. And where might you be now in space, Mr. Bloom?
I'm currently all the way in the Texas A&M part of the universe, but I am actually in the process of, today is the presentation day for teams that are going to be competing next week in the Hyperloop competition. So we're kind of in between groups right now. They're all practicing their big presentations for the big competition next week, where teams from across the world are going to be here in town.
Wow!
Practicing, trying to develop the Hyperloop technology that maybe we'll all be traveling around on in 2050. So, even though it's not directly space related, it is SpaceX is the company that's running the competition. So, that's where I'm at right now.
That's amazing.
Helping create some space news.
That's amazing how you can do that. What, since you have left the airways, what's been the biggest thing happened in space news in your estimation?
Well, we had a big one this week, actually, as far as space news goes, and that was a published paper by a couple of astronomers who believe that there is a ninth planet, and in all of their engineering creativity, they've named it Planet Nine, but they are hoping that out there, based on their calculations, is a ninth planet beyond Neptune that they can hopefully identify with more, you know, with better telescopes here in the next few years. So they did the calculations based on how things are moving at the far edge of the solar system. They think the only way to explain some of these movements is that there's a big ninth planet out there, roughly the size of Neptune, too. So a big one way out on the edge of the solar system. So they're hoping to find one. They published their paper this week, and that's been the big thing in space news, is maybe there's a new planet out there.
I thought Louis Blina was from Planet Nine.
Yeah, well, he was from Planet X. That's the one okay. That was they thought they had and then wasn't. In fact, if Kroom is on the show with you today, I couldn't tell who the other person was, but if it's Kroom, he'll remember when Pluto was discovered in 1930, and then they ended up did away with Pluto not long ago. So Pluto lived and died for a while. Pluto now a dwarf planet, but now they think, no, there really is a ninth one, and it's a big one. So they're hoping they can find that one pretty soon.
Well, Kroom was supposed to be on the show, but he got lost coming back from A&M, and he's still trying to find Nego, but Primo's here with us.
Okay, good. How's it going over there? I hear it's the last one. Are y'all doing anything crazy in the second hour?
I don't know. Any show we do is crazy. Come on, Aubrey.
We haven't fully materialized that plan, but
I thought it was good.
It's early, so.
I have you and Sam Kahn lined up back to back.
Oh man, that's too many jingles on one show.
I thought that actually was pretty astute on my part. Come on, I mean, we gave you a glowing review in the first 15 minutes when Primo and I kind of got misty eyed as we laughed and we said about you had a face made for radio and you did a great job over here with us. I mean,
well, it was a pleasure being on for so long. I'm sad to see the show going, but if we've got like 3 minutes here until the break, mm-hmm. How about that Aggie basketball team?
Yeah, we talked about that as well, and you know, you got to feel that all these fans came from outer space, because now two more games are sold out, and
three more.
No. Well, Kentucky was already sold out,
okay.
So Missouri and Iowa State makes three.
Right.
Did you, as one of the original Reed Rowdies, ever believe this day would come again?
You know, I never believed it would come the first time. I definitely didn't believe it would ever come again. And that kind of goes into our segment, Space News. Reed Arena is almost out of space for the rest of the season. So if you don't have tickets yet, you might want to hurry up and get them. It's been an exciting time. I never thought we'd be back there where we'd see a game against a terrible opponent like Missouri, where the arena would still sell out. You know, that's what it was like, you know, 7-08. It almost didn't matter who A&M was playing. A&M was the draw. It's
yep.
Good to be back in those times.
I wrote about it, and we talked about it. Tuesday night was just so much fun to be at Reed Arena. It was electric. It really was.
Yeah, and it was one of those nights where you could feel it in the crowd, and A&M was not going to lose. They didn't play that well, but they were never going to lose that.
I have to agree with you 100%. And, Aubrey, we're going to let you go here. We're going to let you go back to space so you can still get paid. But thank you for being on Aggie Nation, helping it become what it was, what it is, and what it shall be as we reflect back on it. And thanks for all your help.
Hey, thanks, you guys, for having me. And it was good to be on. And then follow along in the Eagle next week, because the SpaceX Hyperloop competition is going to be a big weekend over here at Texas A&M.
Okay, man, thanks. That was Bye. Aubrey Bloom. One time he was sitting right where I am right now talking.
What's the over?
I thought it'd be very appropriate if we weren't able to get him. Can you imagine? One of the things about people don't understand how frustrating it is in radio is you line these guests up. And I can remember one show I did. I want to say I had three guests lined up, and I went 0-3, which means you had to show was going to be real easy. And so suddenly I had 45 minutes to fill of when the guests were supposed to be talking. That's very bad.
I wonder what the over-under is with Aubrey working so closely now with the SpaceX people that he will end up not at A&M very much longer, and they'll ship him out to California with former Eagle employee Anna her husband, the engineer SpaceX, and we'll have to go visit him. And as Aubrey gets into gets into the astronaut training program that they're going to start working out, I'm sure, at some point.
One day, if God's willing, I could see myself telling my grandchildren, you know, that man that went to Mars, I worked, your dad, your granddad worked with him over at the Eagle. We used to have a radio show, and they go, Granddad, what's radio?
Yeah.
And I go, and you don't remember what was Aggie Nation? Oh, my gosh. One more text just came in. Don't get to listen every day. Hey, you must go to A&M women's basketball games. Oh, no, just kidding. You don't get to listen every day. Surprised and sorry to hear it's the last show. Maybe a little more explanation for those of us who need to catch up. Read you guys daily and enjoy the show a lot. We'll miss you. Great all. Happy trails. I really love that text. And another text right behind. Enjoy the show. Really sorry to see you go. Sure you don't want to change your minds. It's not about minds. It's not about us. It's about paying the bills. And it's about, this is kind of a corporate decision. It's one of those deals. We are a newspaper, and it's one of those deals. And, you know, they tell me so little. And what they do tell me, I forget. That's how I've been able to stay here 40 years. There's a pink slip over my cubbyhole right now.